I got cut off on that last one, but that's okay. I hope my point came across. And thanks again for joining me here at my bookstore blog. Thanks for subscribing to Books Not Found in Your So-Called Christian Bookstores. So many versions. Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck, 20th Century English Versions of the Bible. And we are on page 214. The Greek text used in the New Testament is Nestle Allen's Novum Testamentum Gris. Wow, they actually told us where the Greek text came from. Isn't that amazing? Well, and then it's from the United Bible Society's Greek New Testament also. So there you have it. Those two are not Bible believers. And this is the Greek text that they took their verses from. And again, like I told you in the blog a week before, it doesn't matter what Greek text or Hebrew text you get it from. What matters is it the right text from whatever Greek text and Hebrew text you get it from? Does it line up with the rest of the Bible that you're putting together? Okay. Here again, it has not followed this text in every instance. That's okay. Unfortunate, though, if its use of brackets to indicate what are called doubtful readings of some merit. Why would you have doubtful readings of a text in your translation? It's just incredible. And no one cares about this. When they read the brackets, oh, okay. But you know why? Because most people, they buy the commentaries or the study Bibles not to read the Bible. They buy the study Bibles to read the person's notes, like the John MacArthur study Bible or the C.S. Lewis study Bible. They buy it for their notes. Why would you want their notes? Your notes are better than theirs. You should have notes as a product of your Bible study too, just like them. It's incredible. Some readings not found in the Nestle Allen text have been included in the translation. And then they give a list of verses. It really doesn't matter, okay? What verses aren't in there in the Greek text that they use, or aren't in the Nestle's, or aren't in the United Bible Society's Greek text. Like I told you, there are dozens of Greek texts. On the Antioch side, there is the Erasmus Greek. There is the Stephens Greek. There's the Beza's Greek. Okay? There on the Alexandrian side, there's the Grisbach, the Lachman, the Tridels, the Tizendorf, the Alford, the Westcott and Hort. And then you have Nestle's. And then you have the United Bible Societies, right? Which comes after. Okay? And so, again, it doesn't matter what Greek or Hebrew text you get it from. What matters is it the right Greek and Hebrew text that matches with the rest of the text of the translation you're putting together? That's what they do not care about. And that's why you have so many new translations coming out every week, because they do not compare the text with the rest of the text of their translations.